And what is going on, everybody? This is your boy Sam Singh, aka Slam Cena. And we are out here in beautiful Tucson, Arizona, just in the good old household. And I had to do some reporting on you know, these signings and these trades that have gone down in the past 24 to 36 hours. And this has been not only just the NBA, which is nuts. There's been 19 trades. I just counted, actually. 19 trades that have happened since yesterday, pretty much. And I don't really ever remember a NBA trade deadline to that extent that's ever really just been so jam-packed. Normally, you're as a fan, you crave trades. You want trades to happen, especially at the last possible second. And I just remember the last few years, it hasn't really been this hot. But as well as that, there's a couple of things in baseball that are going down. And there's one thing especially that really kind of shook the league today. And that was when JT Realmuto officially got traded. He's been asking out of Miami for a while now. And just it never seems like a good fit for players that are the singular player in Miami. It always seems like players are always trying to be on their way out because they just don't have great management. No one ever really feels, I think, protected on that team. And I think JT was kind of the last guy that really had a shot to get out. And while he still had true value, because I think Realmuto is a top five catcher this year, 100%. Defense and offense, he can even be the number one. So we'll see how that goes. But that trade, I mean, they had to give up their number one and two prospects, pretty much. Shortstop Jorge Alfaro and pitcher Sixto Sanchez. So that's their number one and two right now. So that's going to be very interesting to see how that division, because now they got some competition. The Mets made some moves this offseason. Phillies just made a huge move. The Braves have been acquiring people, Josh Donaldson, Brian McCann. So they're starting to get their veterans back. So that's going to be interesting now to see if the Phillies officially do make that final push for Bryce or Machado. People are saying this trade helps a lot. People are saying that this is not a definite that one of them will come over, but it helps a lot. And speaking of Bryce, this thing is taking just too long. I mean, it's pitchers and catchers, they report in a week. And this is kind of where JD Martinez was at as of last year. It took him around the same time, but there's never been two big premier name free agents that have taken this long. But there's some good news for some Giants fans out there. This is some decent news. And I'm going to say that about Bryce because the fact that it has taken so long, I don't think it's going to be a $300 million deal if he goes to San Francisco. My prediction is around 2 to 3 years, about $90 million. It seems like kind of a deal that I think the Giants have made in the past. That's something that I think that the Giants could pursue right now. They don't need to go all in. I think people think that for those types of free agents now, you still have to go all in. But because it's taken this long, you know, teams do not have to drop 250 to 300 mil. I think there's definitely doable deals around the 90 to 120 range, honestly. Maybe a little more, but like still, I don't think it's going to get up to that 200 range. So that's where it's going to get really interesting, you know, right when spring training starts. If they're still unsigned by spring training, then it's going to be, I don't even know what's going to happen. Because at least JD had some spring training time last year, but that just hurts the player, you know? And I don't even know. So there's some minor moves also that happened. Hunter Pence, who's an ex-Giant, actually officially signed a minor league deal with the Rangers. So good job to Hunter. Hopefully he makes a big league team. I think he will. He's still He can still produce. He was just kind of on the way out in San Francisco. So you got to, you know, that's coming. I had a feeling it was coming. But good for him. Hopefully he still gets some more opportunities out there. And another kind of a minor move for a big league guy, Curtis Granderson, has signed with the Marlins. So I don't know if Granderson is going to be the next guy that is going to want out of Miami, but he's the next one that is going there. So we'll see how that ends up. So now we move on to the NBA, where, like I said, there were 19 trades today. 19. Like, I don't remember a time that there's been 19 trades in the span of 24 to 36 hours. That's just, that's a lot. That's a lot of movement that's happening that you can't really, I would have never predicted that that was coming. And I know when, you know, the last day of the trade deadline, that's when teams actually want to start pulling their triggers. And the big rumor of the past week was, you know, Anthony Davis is going to LA. He's going to the Lakers. There's no reason that he wouldn't. That's pretty much what the stigma was for the past week in the NBA. And he's staying in NOLA. And I didn't see that happening. I mean, there was an insane deal that LA had sent over that was like Lonzo and Kuzma and Michael Beasley and Rondo and first and like four picks. It was just insane. And I think it was just like, I think that type of deal is just too much for a team to take on. Because that's a lot for your star guy that you've invested years in. Sometimes that's just like too much to take back. So I don't know if that's what the issue was, but I had a feeling that that trigger wasn't officially getting pulled. But in terms of kind of smaller trades, I kind of listed the top five that I thought were the most, you know, influential and probably the most successful for these teams that have made those trades. And that kind of goes into if they're trying to make a shot for the playoffs, if they're trying to give a player a new opportunity. We'll be getting into those kind of those certain scenarios. So the first one, I'm going to start with kind of the smaller deals, and then I'm going to work my way back up kind of in my top five, and I'll start with five going up to one. So the first one is kind of a simple, easy trade. The Hawks got Jabari Bird, ex-Cal grad, and the Celtics got a future second rounder. So, you know, Bird hasn't really played too much on that Celtics team. He was like the 57th pick a couple of years ago. So didn't really get too much opportunity there. And his playing time was kind of diminished. So I think it's kind of an opportunity for a guy to go and kind of start over. A lot of people that go to Atlanta, even if you're a bench guy, kind of transition into a different role. Normally that kind of happened with Kent Bazemore, who used to be on the Warriors and then now has kind of gone into that new role in Atlanta. So I think something good could happen for Jabari. Next up, Nets got Greg Monroe and a 2021 first rounder. Second rounder, my apologies. And the Raptors got future considerations. So that's just going to be a future pick at some time. Will be disclosed later. Another kind of small one. We got the Hawks acquired Shelvin Mack and the Grizzlies got Tyler Dorsey. So, you know, kind of role players again, nothing too big, but still something good for the bench, you know, I think for each team. And the next one we got, the Blazers get Scal Labissiere, who is pretty good, actually. He's pretty lengthy. And I think he could be good on that Blazers team with Dame and with CJ. That could be pretty interesting. And then the Kings got Caleb Swanigan. So that will be, you know, an interesting, not too much production, I think, from that one, but still decent. And so next up, we have the Clippers got Garrett Temple and Jamichael Green, two role players, you know, bench. But then the Grizzlies get Avery Bradley, who is actually picked up, you know, in the past few years. He's coming from the Clippers, where he actually did produce a lot, and he was pretty productive on that team. So I think that now with on the Grizzlies aren't going to make the playoffs, but they did not trade Conley. constant trade rumors this week, and he didn't get dealt. So I think maybe they're trying to pair up a good backcourt for next season. You know, you never know. Next up, the Rockets got a future pick, and the Pacers acquired Nick Stauskas, Wade Baldwin, and a future second. And both of those guys actually were traded earlier in the week. So this is kind of their second trade. And multiple guys actually that have been traded today recently have been traded. And that even means in the past 24 hours, some guy got traded, or Harrison Barnes got traded mid-game, which is crazy. That's just insane. Anyway, the next up we have is the Rockets got a 2021 second rounder, and the 76ers got James Ennis. So again, it's nothing too crazy, but still something small. Pelicans get Markieff Morris, and the Wizards got Wesley Johnson. And I know Wesley Johnson got waived. I think Markieff is either going to get waived or has already gotten waived. I'm not totally sure. But that's probably just to dump contracts on both, you know. And here's the one. This is the Harrison Barnes trade that I was kind of shook by. And the Kings got Harrison Barnes, and the Mavericks got Zach Randolph and Justin Jackson. And I believe also Randolph got cut. And this is the one that is kind of crazy. It didn't make my top five, but it just shook me. I mean, like, who trades someone mid-game? Like, I mean, like, I know the deadline's ticking down. It's a business. But sheesh, that's just a kick in the face. I mean, especially after the Kristaps trade from last week, the Mavericks are looking decent for next year. I mean, Luka and KP is going to be nasty. And I think Harrison was kind of wanting to be included in that. So that's interesting. I mean, I like Justin Jackson coming from the Kings, UNC grad. And I think he could have a decent career, especially now on this Mavs upcoming team. And they might get the first pick. You never know with the lottery. So it will be – or with the – I don't even know what it's called. The thing where they pick out of the – it's like the ping pong ball selection. So that's just super random. So that could happen that anyone could get the first pick. But there's been all these presumptions. It's going to the Knicks. It's going to the blah, 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 blah. No one's ever going to know until it actually happens. So next we have the Cavaliers got Brandon Knight, Marquise Chris, and a 2019 first round pick, which is, that's a good deal. I mean, this is a trade that's probably close up to the top five. And the Kings got Alec Burks, who, you know, University of Colorado, drafted about 6 years ago, I think. He's a good shooting guard. I like him. He's not really, like, elite. Like, he's not, like, top 10, but, like, top 20 maybe, like, shooting guards, I would say. He's productive. He's a starter. And, you know, the Cavs are just in complete rebuild mode. I don't really know where the career of Marquise Chris is going. After he got traded on draft day, that was kind of, you know, it's just those trades are always kind of brutal. You never really, that player never knows who they're really getting drafted by. And then that just kind of messes with the psyche, I think, throughout a career. And Brandon Knight has just been like all over the place. So whoever knows what he's going to do, he could either like put up 13, 14 a game or 2.3 a game and two ankles broken also a game. So you never know. You never know. All right, so we're going to talk about a trade that happened yesterday, and then we're going to talk about a trade that actually went down today. And that's because, like I said before, some of these players have already been dealt. Like, there was a trade that occurred, and then they got traded again. So yesterday, everyone thought that it was just going to be the Pistons getting Thonmaker, length 7'1", still young, super lengthy, still very promising. And the Bucks got Stanley Johnson. And, you know, my roommate's a Bucks fan, so we go to Arizona. You know, I was happy for him that he got a fellow Wildcat on his team. He was happy about it, too. And I think he thought that was going to be it. And that was not the case. That was just not the case. So I'm going to say this now, it's just because we're kind of going in this order, but this is my number three. This was a big trade. This was a very big trade for the Bucks. So the Pelicans acquired Jason Smith, center, Stanley Johnson, who was acquired yesterday, and four future second-round picks. Four. Like, that's crazy. I mean, that takes a lot to just send off. But the Bucks got Nikola Mirotic, who is very interesting. And I like it because pairing that type of player, he's averaging like 16 a game this year. Putting him on that first place Bucks team gives them an established guy to pair with Young. I mean, Brook is great. I mean, he can already shoot threes, which is just insane. But getting Mirotic to pair on that team without really having to deal anyone that was already on that core, that's pretty good. I mean, Thon Maker is, you know, good. I like him. But the Bucks are in a spot where they could really take advantage of this first place spot in the East. And I think they really did with that trade. They were aggressive. They actually were aggressive on that. Because I think they're trying to go for it this year. Why wouldn't they? They're in the first place in the East. Best record in the NBA, even better than the Warriors. So, you know, I think that's a good deal. That's a you got to have one piece to get to send it to the next. I mean, that takes a lot of guts. That takes a lot of guts. So, like I said, that was my third trade. So we'll get back to the other ones on the list. But just going a little more quickly. So the Sixers. I actually did not finish one of these trades. So I believe it was, oh, I actually do know. So the 76ers got Malachi Richardson, a 2022 second rounder, and the rights to Amir Predilzic. I don't even know how to pronounce that European name, but who knows? He was drafted in like 09 or something, and he's just been, I think, like stashed in Europe. So it was one of those trades where they got the rights. And they made that trade with the Raptors. I'm not totally sure who they acquired just because it was kind of small. Might've been draft picks or consideration, something in the future. Finishing up on the smaller ones. So Suns got Bay Area native, Tyler Johnson and St. Francis graduate, actually, for anyone out there back in the Bay, and Wayne Ellington. It's pretty nice. I like Wayne. He's a nice little crafty player. And then the Heat got Ryan Anderson. He's been in the league a while. He's still productive, been on a decent amount of teams, but he can still play. That was all of kind of the lower tier trades. I mentioned my third trade. Let's get into the number five. So number five, the Bulls got Otto Porter Jr., and the Wizards got Bobby Portis, Jabari Parker, and a 2023 second. And why I put that in my top five, I think it's good for both teams equally. I think Jabari Parker, you know, number two overall out of college, got drafted. And he got drafted by the Bucks, didn't really work. Then he went to the Bulls, and he got better, you know. But I still see potential in Jabari. And I just don't know if he was the right fit on that Bulls team right now. But I think next year, if you put him with 25 points per game Bradley Beal and coming back John Wall, I think that's a better duo than what they were trying to do with Otto Porter. Plus, Porter got injured in some of those years since he's come out of Georgetown. And Porter's number three or four overall, I believe. So still the value is there. And I don't think either team really lost either. Plus Bobby Portis is a nice little 3-4. So I like him. He's not going to be putting up like 20 a game, but he'll put up, you know, maybe 10, few boards. He'll be there. He's pretty good. So moving on to the fourth, And this was a very close one with number three for me. And this was one of those trades that I talked about that gave a player a new scenery, gave a player a new shot. And that was Magic getting Markelle Fultz. And the 76ers got Jonathan Simmons and a 2020 first and a future second. So that's a move. I mean, that's like they've been having a lot of trouble with Markelle since he drafted since he was drafted in 2017, number one overall, had a lot of promise coming out of Washington, and just got injured, couldn't really shoot. I think he's still got insane potential. But the 76ers are getting strong. Like, they are getting deep now. They're getting to the point where I think they can contend in the playoffs. And I didn't think that even when they acquired Jimmy Butler. I mean, I thought, you know, that's a good move, but not to the point that they're going to be beating the Celtics or beating the Bucks or beating the, you know, like, there are some good teams in the East now, but that's more top heavy. It's way more top heavy than the West. So I think that, you know, it's a good move. Markelle's getting a new change of scenery, gets to play in Orlando. That's pretty cool. Gets to play with Aaron Gordon. So, I mean, if you look at it on that, I mean, they got Vucevic, they got Aaron Gordon, and now they got Markelle Fultz. So, I mean, it's a nice little trio. Plus, they got some padding around it that, you know, Mo Bamba too. Like, that's pretty sick. So they're young. I mean, they might be on the up, probably not now, but pretty soon, I'd think. Fairly soon. So, yeah. I mean, look for that. I mean, the Sixers, they're gonna be contending. I mean, Jonathan Simmons, he's an excellent defender. And he was really discovered when he was on the Spurs, playing in the playoffs. He just came out lights out. That's when he got that big deal. And now look where he is now. He's heading to Philly. So that's gotta be feeling pretty good. Plus, Sixers are getting some draft picks. And if they're still, you know, winning and succeeding, and they're going to keep getting these picks from the trades that they've made. They made a lot of trades in this deadline. So that's good to see. It's very good to see. So I talked about the third. Now we're going to get in to the second. And this is a big one. This was the Raptors got Marc Gasol. And Marc Gasol still has some very good basketball left in him. He is the younger brother of Pau. I actually do not know his exact age. I believe it's like 34, something like that. But Marc Gasol can still play. And the fact that he is on Toronto now, the fact that he's on a team, yeah, he's 34 years old. The fact that he's on a Toronto team that wins, like they win ball games. They have an established center. I mean, Valanciunas is great, and he's actually part of the deal that went over to Memphis. It was Valanciunas, CJ Miles, and a 2024 second. So I don't even think the Grizzlies got anything out of that trade. I mean, I think that's pretty brutal. For Marc Gasol, I mean, he used to be all-star every year, every single year. I know you could say that, like, Dwight Howard used to be an all-star every single year, but Mark produces still. Mark still absolutely produces. So we'll see, because the Raptors are making the playoffs, and they're gonna play some good basketball in the playoffs. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. The last trade, like I said, 76ers made some moves. They made some moves at this deadline. They were aggressive. I think Farhan Zaidi should take some notes from the 76ers GM, Mr. Elton Brand. He's been out of the league for like 2 to 3 years, and he's already a GOAT GM. Like, look at this. This is just Elton Brand. If Elton Brand can do it, I think Farhan Zaidi, Mr. Moneyball, can maybe do something. maybe don't sign guys like John Andreoli, and maybe we'll see. Hopefully we get Bryce. We get Bryce, everything changes. Anyway, the last deal, the last trade that went down, 76, this is a big one. Stay with me here. 76ers get Tobias Harris, Boban Marjanovic, and Mike Scott. The Clippers get Landry Shamet, Wilson Chandler, Mike Muscala, who was eventually traded to the Lakers, a 2020 first, a 2021 first, a 2021 second, and a 2023 second rounder as well. That is four picks. Four picks that's going to the Clippers. But Tobias Harris is like 20 points a game. So imagine there's no Markel. They have Joel. They have Ben Simmons. They have Tobias Harris. They have J.J. Redick. And they have Jimmy Butler. That's pretty lethal. That is, and also coming off the bench, Jonathan Simmons. I mean, sheesh, that is pretty good. I mean, even if you look back at the Bucks trade that they made, they had to give up four second rounders for Mirotić. And the Clippers got all of those guys. Because, I mean, Muscala was trade bait for the Lakers. And that was for Michael Beasley and Ivica Zubac, who Zubac has been having a good year this year. So he just switches locker rooms, goes right over to the other side of Staples. Nothing too big. But that's going to be I think tracking this Sixers team on the way back on the second half of this season is going to be very interesting. Because I was talking, you know, to my roommate yesterday. I mean, I think the Warriors are going to make it. I think they'll get to the finals again just because of how deep they are. But, I mean, I think it's anyone's ballgame. When you get to those playoffs, I think it's anyone's ballgame. All you got to do is perform. Ask the 2010 and 2012 Giants. I mean, you just got to get there. That's it. I believe that is all the sports news today. I bet there's going to be more. There's been stuff left and right coming out on Twitter, sports websites all over the place. That's all I've been checking for the past 2 days now. Because this is a big time. Sports are going to start picking up like crazy. And this is where it gets fun. I mean, football just ended. Draft is in 2.5 months. 2 to 2.5 months. And you know, basketball is kind of the All-Star Games coming up. That's normally officially midway. And baseball, we got spring training in about 2 weeks, 2-3 weeks. First game is on the 21st. And I will most likely be at that first Giants game, hopefully doing some official reporting for Camp Student Radio. That would be a dream gig if I could land that. So I'll keep you guys tuned on that. Couple things I would like to address. I have actually never shown the mug on the show. And I would like to thank my sister, Sarah Consoli, who made this for me for Christmas. And I'm going to start putting it on every show, because every podcaster needs a nice mug, you know? So I'm going to have this kind of like symbol as the show, and that'll normally be right next to the mic. I would like to thank Alien Pros. I just used the grip in the cages yesterday and got some cuts in, and it felt great. It felt awesome. I love that thing. So anyone that's won a new baseball bat grip or golf grip, tennis grip, go check them out. They're great. Great organization. Also, if you're in Tucson, go check out Headliners Barbershop on 1st and Grant Ave. They got some great guys there. They'll give you a great haircut, and they will give you a great conversation as well. So with that being said, I would like to thank everyone for tuning in to either this or the podcast. This podcast will be distributed through Anchor FM and all other podcast listening platforms. So whatever you guys use to listen, that's normally what it'll be on. Well, anyway, thank you all again. I appreciate the viewers and the listeners. You guys have a good day.